Okay, I got the recording on. Didn't record it because Christian came in before I did. Okay. We're missing any debt. Well, I said he was going to call in. I wonder. Oh, wait. Maybe he's coming. Andy, is that you? Hey, you're here. I thought I was going to be in an empty room. Christian's gone.
Gone.
Yeah, he's gone today. He's online.
Need to sit down.
Well, I can move the table.
No, I'll just sit
Also,
here. This is.
but I gotta turn on the computer.
You're not even connected yet.
Yeah, I'm connected, but the monitor's on. I think it's we don't have Christian here to turn on the monitor.
Everybody has their thumb pointing in the clash.
Yeah.
Christian's not here, we don't get them.
Yeah, so now you got the monitor, right? There you go. You can see my screen. Andy Detweyer is here.
Can they see me?
No.
They can only see you.
Well, unless I change the video. Oops.
There's Christian.
Chris. Yeah, everybody's here. It's this camera. Say hi to Andy for Peter and everybody else that's online. Christian,
Hello.
hey, keep talking. Put stuff in the chat. I am really not with it today. You can see it on the monitor now. I can't see that monitor,
Yeah, you're on the monitor.
but okay, I'll share my
Trigger
screen.
timing things. You have a picture, you can select your move, you know. Move the corners of your mouth and your so.
Excuse me. I'm sharing my screen. Oh, I know what we don't have. We don't have Jen or Michael or anybody on from Wallops. How can we spend the whole crash period talking about the field project if we got no one from Wallops online? I heard they were testing instruments. Mara's here. What did you want more? Was muted. Okay. And I can't, I guess I could show you the participants if you want on the screen, but I got two monitors here. Oh, let's see here. Let me hide the controls there. But Jen's not online. Wallops update since last week is that the 2DS has been approved. The spare 2DS from ARM has been approved, and the paperwork has been done at the Department of Energy to start the shipping process. So I don't know what that means, but I got a form that said that they have requested that it be shipped to Wallops to carry. So we'll have a spare 2DS. And I believe the spare Crowd Dropper probe has been sent back to NASA Langley. Any questions about the field project? I could message Jen and see if her micro Okay, I got Jennifer out there. They're testing the instruments. I suggested that maybe they might have to have some weekend work to get all the probes tested. Oh, the other update is the spec can for the HVPS-A has been fixed past this pressure test, and however, they didn't found some of the heel coils in the canister were damaged, so they were repairing them. So these are the inserts, they're called heel coils, that the nuts or bolts, I guess the bolts go into. So hopefully that will be done today, because I didn't see a shipment back yesterday about that. Other questions. What am I forgetting to say, my Christian? Oh, I got my airline tickets, and I got to make my hotel. Andy and everybody else that's coming out there, make your hotel reservations early, because there's a rocket launch sometime, I think, in the beginning of December, and they have no hotel rooms available at either of the popular hotels. But I think the travel agent people said they could help me, but I got to call them and give them my credit card information, and they can call and somehow say they're with the government and give us some rooms. I don't know how they can create rooms when everything's filled, but
mine's all booked.
Yours is all booked. Did you have to go through them, or did you get them the whole time?
No, I had to buy the separate flights when I fly to Rochester from Rochester.
Yeah, I got the flights done, but did you get the hotel?
Yeah, all the hotels are booked, I believe.
I believe. How did you get it?
Yeah, I was able to get in as well. I didn't have a problem.
Well, maybe it's because you guys got the last rooms, so.
Are you talking about after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, after Thanksgiving. I think it was booked like that weekend after Thanksgiving or something. It seemed it was full.
I don't come in until mid-week the next week, so like the 30th.
Yeah, that's maybe why yours was okay. Okay, well, anyway, I was going to make up a quiz today and everything else. I had big plans when I got up this morning, but then I realized that I had some more parts to the proposal that I had not created. I think I now have that done. But I was going to pull up the uncertainty presentation, and we can see if we can finish talking about that and see how well I can do with these equations I haven't looked at in a while. The screen turned off. Yes, I got this monitor. You got to fit around with the cable back there. Does it come back?
Without Christian here, it's misbehaving.
Christian, we need you here.
Sorry.
It's nice to know you're needed.
And I don't think it's the cable. I tried a couple of cables on that monitor, and I tried the other plug, so I don't know what's the deal. What happened now? Oh, I opened this with the wrong program. I make these PowerPoints or the presentations, I shouldn't say PowerPoints, in LibreOffice, so I have to open it in that, or else all the fonts and everything gets messed up. Yeah, I don't know which one it is. And it's hard for me to get the IT folks to fix it because it's intermittent.
Yeah, we just have to replace the HDMI connection.
On the monitor? Good luck. Does anybody do that anymore? Oh, I guess I got these. The slide is not formatted for the widescreen, huh? I guess note to everybody on here is that when you format your presentation, there's a slide properties. And I thought, oh yeah, see, I got the slide properties. 4 by 3, I should always do the 16 by 9, and if I change it, everything will be messed up. This is what happens when people use old presentations that were made, started 15 years ago, and you'll have to put up with my 4 by 3 presentation. All right, we went over the beginning stuff. Let's skip if anybody has any questions to we have to look at the I hope everybody looked online for my two chapters. Christian, you read that? That was supposed to be your what you read on the trip when you're flying.
I've been fairly busy, so
read that chapter. Okay, let's see if I can explain this as much as we go with the uncertainty. Of a function of a single variable. So we want to come up with, we have a function that's a function of x here. We have some uncertainty in x. So that's the uncertainty del x in x. And we want to come up with the uncertainty in z. So z is a function of x. So the use of calculus, so you take the derivative of z with respect to x, differentiate the function with respect to x, and then we'll change the derivatives into partial derivatives. So the difference between the DZ, DX, and the partial of Z with respect to X. And you can move over the uncertainty in X, and you get that times by the derivative of the function with respect to X. So the uncertainty in Z is the derivative, or how the function changes with respect to X, times the uncertainty in X. So does that make sense? Just to come up with this here, look at that, I can write on my screen. Does that make sense? Because if you have a function and it changes more rapidly, it's going to increase the uncertainty in Z. And of course, the uncertainty in Z will depend on how much uncertainty you have in X. So all clear and understandable using your calculus. Okay, so that's the easy part when you have uncertainty in one variable. Now let's assume we have a function where we have two variables, X and Y. So likewise, we want to come up with the uncertainty in the in Z. So we take total derivative. So likewise, you take the partial derivative with respect to X times DX and partial derivative with respect to Y, and you have your total derivatives in X and Y. So we basically replace our total derivatives with partial derivatives. So basically now we just add in the other function, where before we had the derivative with respect to one variable. Now we add in the derivative with respect to the other variable, and you just multiply it by the uncertainty of that variable. So now we have this equation. So your uncertainty in Z is giving you a partial derivative with respect to X times by the uncertainty in X, and then the partial with respect to Y times that uncertainty. Okay, so that makes sense. You just keep adding in the uncertainties and the derivatives with additional variables. Any questions? No one's going to ask questions.
Nope.
Okay, you want to go back? Christian has a question.
No, I don't have any questions.
All right. Does that make sense? We have the uncertainties there.
Yeah.
So one thing, I'm trying to think of how this kind of relates to the breadth of the distribution. How reliable is a single number to represent the whole distribution? So when you want to talk about the breadth of a distribution, you almost always use a standard deviation. So standard deviations are given for the breadth of the distribution, and hopefully you can remember the function given down here for the standard deviation of a breadth of the distribution. So standard deviation of a calculated quantity. So we have the standard deviation now of a calculated quantity instead of just one. And remember what from the previous slide, we have the definition. Let's see if I go back. So here's your standard deviation right here. That jumps in to your standard deviation definition of the equation here. And then we have the the uncertainty in Z below, and you substitute them in. So the delta Z goes into here to get the standard deviation of a calculated parameter. And I just gave the formulas there, but that's only for one variable, obviously. So we have to do some substitutions, and I'm sorry I do this. We are going to substitute in the delta Z here into the formula here, put that into here, and expand out what is equal to. So that's what's given here. And you could pull out the 1 over x over outside of the summation. So here's the variable inside for the standard deviation. And then, you could take the square of that, square it out and multiply out the terms. And you got the two squared terms and then the other two terms summed together. So you just square this quantity, if you remember how to get this one. That should be relatively easy. And then what am I doing in here? Oh, you pull the summation, you pull this here term into each one of the elements. And then you have this equation, and then you remember that the standard deviation is given by each one of these terms. Why is this one zero? Partial of x with respect to the times the partial of y. Trying to remember why that is zero. That goes to zero because,
well, if you assume x and y are orthogonal to each other, I mean, if there was some
this
correlation between x and y, then it might not be zero.
Yeah, but we, I guess, assume that x and y are not correlated. The uncertainty in one variable is not correlated with the uncertainty in the other. So that will go to zero. So this sum goes to zero, and we're left with these two right here. And the standard deviation of the calculated quantity is given by the function here. So I probably should maybe put these in a different light. This one is going into the spread of the uncertainty, and this is how fast the function changes. So how fast does it change with respect to x? How fast does it change with respect to the other variable? So how fast does the function change? And then this is the spread of the function. And then you get the spread together, sum them up, and take the standard deviation. And this is, and then my note there is that if it's a function of more than two variables, you extend it by adding similar terms. And what else did I want to say on this? It assumes that they're, don't sum to the worst possible case, because you can have them go in different directions. Let's take that. But these are squares, so I guess it doesn't matter, right? Everything is squared. So does that make sense? We got how quickly the function changes, the spread of the function with the standard deviation, and you sum them up. Okay, is that I? Let's see here. Ooh, that's I. I have. I need to give you guys some. Need to give you some problems to apply this to different functions. So, and that was what I was supposed to do today, was upload the homework assignment. So I'll do that after my class and after I get the data uploaded, and okay, and then let me see if Michael is texting me back. See if I can get an update. Because I don't have anything much else to talk about besides getting working on the homework problems. And
I think you glossed over at the end a pretty important factor here, assuming that the deviations in one with respect to X are independent of the deviations with respect to Y. So like you said, you don't get a whole bunch of correlated changes in X and Y.
Yep. No correlations in X and Y.
But that's by assumption, not by, you don't know if the system fits that.
That's the assumption of what you do when you change them to zero. Are they correlated or not?
So you could use this analysis on an idealized system, but you'd have to check the statistics on a real system and see if that assumption is useful or not.
Yeah, let's see. Because I guess you would, right, if they're not independent, then you would have to have,
you'd have to leave in the cross term.
Then you have to leave in the cross term and know how they are related. Because that would magnify, right? Because then you, so you could put that in there, leave the cross term in. So Christian or Michael says they're busy with probe testing right now. So maybe we'll get an update on Thursday with the probes and stuff. So, and we went over the diagrams. What else do we need to do? I got to get you the assignment to work on some of these problems. And oh, I know what we can do. You can make sure. I got to exit out of my share because I should have the document that I can pull up on here. So these are the PDFs of a book that's really old. And I forget the author. the first chapter is the easier one. And I usually give, is it in here, at the end of chapter 3. Yeah. Are the problems. And I usually like these ones here at the end. There's a couple I pick out. So I'll give you the write-up with the problems. From this, so Pentium's, yeah, I remember the Pentium question here. Yeah, so here, like, you have the length of the Pentium and then the gravity. Which would be independent. Yeah. Oh. What is the standard deviation of the mean of the calculated value of G? Yeah. So you got to rearrange the equation here to get G. And then you have L. And you want to know the standard deviation of the measurement of the calculated force of gravity. So we can do some of these calculations when you come up with the equations. So, and I suppose, should I give you the numerical answers so you know when the values are right? I used to make people do this on the exam problems. So I'll upload the questions for this. So read the data on this, and maybe with that we'll have a very short class so I can get back to my stuff. Questions. What else?
I'll get back to my stuff too.
Yes, I got to get back to my proposal that's due today. And then I have a letter of intent that's due on Thursday to do. And so I'm hoping to get some stuff done for the class by Thursday. But assuming I wrote my letter of intent about a week ago. But I got to get added a bunch of things for co-investigators. So,
Christian, are you trying to get back to Grand Forks?
I have a wedding this weekend, and then I'm back on Monday morning.
Well, it's a good thing you're not trying to come back tomorrow or Thursday.
I know. I saw.
Yeah, Thursday looks pretty bad, huh? I thought I was going to hold off a little bit. It's already starting tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe class will be canceled on Thursday, but since everybody's remote, we can do it remotely. I'll just stay at home. We'll all be at home, and maybe everybody will be remote on Thursday for that. So
I may or may not be there on Thursday. Just a heads up. I will be there for our meeting with Scott, but I think I have to drive to Syracuse.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to talk with Scott because I don't think Maurer can make the meeting. So it might be me and you to talk with Scott at 10 on Thursday. So, right, anybody else have any questions or comments? I stopped that. Jen's very busy, so hopefully we'll get the update and we'll go from there and just call it good and stuff. So look at the chapter and I'll send you guys questions.
Sounds good.
Okay, we'll talk to everybody later. We'll have a short cross.
See ya.
Yep. Bye.